maids constantly. She had a maid to clean the house and a maid to do the laundry and a maid to help her with the cooking and serving. She had three maids all of her life. So once she came over to our house, and my wife did not at that day have three maids, so she was, you know, potchkin around, and the kids were hanging from the chandelier, and, you know, and everything was going on. And she said to her, she said, "I don't understand why you don't get help." You know, and she was, they're paying me $9,000. She said, "I don't understand why you don't get help," right? And she didn't mean to be cruel or anything. I mean, it was because if you've got three maids, then you don't understand why the other person doesn't have any. It must be you're a tightwad, you're cheap, you know, whatever your problem is. That was Rabbi Yeshua's only comment to him. Ein ato yodea b'tzaron shel tamid chachamim. That's what's missing, Rav Gamliel. If you had that, then you never would have done it. You would have been more sensitive to what was happening in the Beis HaMedrash. And Rav Gamliel heard him, and he accepted it. And Rabbi Yeshua sent a message back to the Sanhedrin, back to the yeshiva, and he said, the garments of the Nasi belong to the one whom they fit. They belong to Rav Gamliel. So now they were in a quandary. They couldn't fire Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because we have halacha of Mailin Vein Moridin. Amazing halacha in Jewish life. You can't depose somebody from office that easily. And even though he only came in as a substitute. And on the other hand, Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, and they all agreed to put him back, and they saw that they needed him. So they made the great compromise that three Shabbosim of the month, Rav Gamliel said the shir, and he was the Nasi, and one Shabbos, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And that famous phrase came in the Talmud, Shabbos Shalmi Hayom. Who's at bat this Shabbos? Whose Shabbos is it now? Which again, if you'll listen, you'll hear the rabbi's insight into people. How they settle the problem. And those people, that generation, Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that is the generation that produced the next generation. The generation of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yishmael, and that's the generation of Bar Kokhba. And that's where we're going to resume next time to discuss those events. And again, this is, as I've told you many times, this is the worst of all periods in Jewish history. It's the best of all periods in Jewish history. Because the enormous personalities that parade across the screen one after another, the Rabboni Shalom had to give us such personalities, otherwise could not have survived. Ordinary people could not have carried us through the time. But none of these people are ordinary people, giants. And that's why even 2,000 years later, you tell the story, you know, in your mind's eye, you see them and you hear them and you have an appreciation of who they are and what they wanted to do and why in the hearts and minds and souls of the Jewish people, they are our fathers and mothers. They all live and they exert a tremendous influence even until our day. Next week is Purim, thank God. So there's no shear as part of the reward of Purim.
No Purim shear?
No shear.